any other comments? At this time, does anybody have a public comment? John, do we have any cards for public comment at this time? Anybody have a public comment at this time they'd like to make? Hearing and seeing none, at this time, it is time for us to adopt and vote on the rankings as contained in the four different constellations. We will have four different motions to adopt each of the different constellations. And we want to, if somebody would, we'll start with the low-income persons and families category. And if you'll please, when you make, whoever would like to make the motion, you'll have to include that it is to adopt the tentative ranking.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the tentative ranking.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Marcy. Are there any questions, comments? Okay, hearing and seeing none, all those in favor of the tentative ranking on the low-income persons and families population, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yes, Ms. Jackson.
No, I'm in favor.
Okay.
She can't vote.
Yes, she can.
On the phone?
She can't. We've got a forum in the room. She can vote.
The next population will be approving. It's the low-income elderly and homebound. There is only one organization in this category. So the ranking would be as it is stated. Is there somebody who will make a motion to adopt this ranking?
I move to adopt this ranking.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Bob. Any discussion or comment? Hearing and seeing none, all those in favor of the ranking for the low-income, elderly, and homebound population, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Now we'll move to the homeless persons and families category.
Let's make a motion to approve the homeless scores.
Rankings.
Or rankings, tentative rankings.
Thank you. Sorry.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing and seeing none, all those in favor of the rankings on the homeless persons and families population, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. And the last population we'll be voting on is the adults with physical, behavioral, or mental disabilities population. I have a motion to adopt the tentative rankings of this population.
Make a motion to adopt the tentative rankings.
Thank you. Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing and seeing none, all those in favor of the tentative rankings for the adults with physical, behavioral, or mental disabilities population, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Now we'll move into the section of the agenda where we will talk about the appeal procedure. And for that, Mr. Cook will provide us information.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So your adoption of the tentative rankings today kicks off a five-day response period, which will begin tomorrow. So agencies that choose to request an appeal of the ranking will have to refer to Section 810 of the Ordinance Code, which outlines the appealable matters. They'll have 5 days to respond. Five business days, which will put us at next Monday being the close of that. Following that, I will call the appeals board together, which includes myself, the chair of the Public Service Grant Council, and the chief of procurement for the city. We'll hear any appeals that come before us. If those appeals don't change the tentative rankings that you've adopted, then those rankings will then naturally become final. And we'll go ahead and move forward with contracting with the agencies who will receive funding. If under the appeals the rankings change, then I'll notify the chair. You'll have to have another meeting to adopt the adjusted rankings based upon the appeal. So only have to meet again to discuss the rankings if there's an adjustment to them.
Any questions? Thank you. At this point, we are at the open discussion section of the agenda. Any members have anything else to bring forward? The council as a whole? Ms. Dietrich?
I just want to first of all say that the, as a second year score, the applications were significantly better across the board. Last year, in my experience, in my personal opinion, there were several that were very good, a lot that were kind of needed some help, but we're getting there, and then there were quite a few that were not well prepared, probably groups that weren't quite ready yet. This year, I had a bizarre experience. I kept thinking, I feel like I'm overwhelming myself, that everything is really, really good. And I kept going back through it and back through it. And so I reread the application that you guys have to remind myself of what you're going through when you're responding. And I think actually in our discussion we had last year, everyone definitely listened. I think almost everybody literally listened and responded, because not only was the justification and the data and the background way better, much more thorough, but the responses were more intricate. I just want to thank everybody for working so hard. I'm sorry we can't fund you all.
Thank you.
I would agree with that, and also would ask that we find ways to how we can increase the ability to fund those organizations that show that improvement. We can lower that line and make it more accessible to all the organizations that improve their application.
Through the chair, I think that this group did an incredible job of increasing the standard and the quality of the applications that were brought to us. And then something that I think would be beneficial for all of us and all of the applicants included, as we do our norming scoring next year, I thought that was an incredibly valuable experience for us to understand kind of where the scores are. But as the applicants are grading, they can get more deeper insight into what each of us are looking for to help separate, because if it's going to go down to the different percentiles and these little fractions in here, then those are things that will provide more value to them. So if more of us are here and then more of them are here, then they'll have higher quality applications as well.
Thank you.
I'd also like to say that I think the AFE applications were very good this year. And I am wondering, I think we were asking the city council if money we don't use, can it be put in next year's or a fund? Because there's about almost $20,000 left over in the low-income elderly. And I'm wondering, would that come under the request to the city council to put that in fund somewhere?
Well, that's also a part, as the rules, new chair, after we're done with this process, we're going to take that back up, because there's going to be a couple major discussions we're going to work on in the next 2 months, and one of them is legislation for that. We had to hold off, if y'all remember, because we weren't allowed to talk to anybody.
Yeah, I hate to send that money back.
Well, and that's not including the money that may come back after they've applied it. So we want to catch up and do that before that happens. One other comment. I've got some recommendations I want to make that I experienced and made notes of, but I'm going to save them for the November meeting when we get into the meat of our experience.
Will the grantees have available our comments from the process?
Yes, because any of the notes that you generated as a result of your scoring, you're turning in because of public records.
I mean, the ones that we put into
Amplifon. Yes, into Amplifon, yes. Those are on the sheets that John has prepared for all the agencies that list your scores and in individual sections include that.
And I do echo my colleagues. The proposals that were submitted were excellent. I think we all had a hard time and had to maybe read them more than one time to say, okay, is there something I missed? Make sure we graded them or scored them appropriately. But they were awesome. I'm happy that everyone listened and that we were able to do this.
Madam Vice Chair, I just want to say for the record that I turned in my scores.
All right, great job. I noticed while doing some of my scoring, with someone who had to, I would say, a similar initiative, what I actually had to do if I read one initiative first, and maybe I either A, thought they did do so well, or B, I thought they did very well, and then I read a very similar proposal, and I was like, whoa, no. So, in the future, just taking consideration the people that are competing against you, obviously they're not going to expose their proposal, but some of these proposals were just mind-blowing good, and it just automatically required reduction of another proposal just because the proposal was just like, man, just like what they wanted you to do, the change. So thank you guys for everything.
Thank you. Any other comments from the council members? Okay, at this time we will go into the final public comment section. Do we have any cards? Would anybody like to make a public comment at this time? Seeing none, if there's no other business in front of us, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved. Thank you. One last thing, I noticed that the next meeting date is actually under the adjournment. Was that intended to be discussed today or not?
Well, no, that the meeting wide TBA is because it's to be determined. We don't know if after the appeal, if there will be another meeting or not. So that's why it's TBA. But the right. I mean, the October meeting.
November meeting, your regularly scheduled November meeting is the next one. But
that's November 8th.
Right. Okay, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, they got it hooked up now. It took them.
Thank you.